Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth. I'm here with the Megan Ann. Megan Ann in the house. So this is a little bit of a different episode of Life on Fire TV. And this is actually called Operation
Vipe.
Operation Vipe. So here's what we're going to do. We're at Bank of America right now. And on Operation Vipe, we're going to be going to three different banks and pulling kind of, I feel like it's like a heist. Like, I feel like there's like a, we're going to end up in the vault. I feel like we're going to be down there. So basically, we're pulling cash out to buy my dream car here today. So super excited. So yeah. We're calling Operation Vipe. We got to go to three different banks. Apparently, these banks don't keep cash on hand. We're going to get the cash. We're going to zoom all the way up to LA. I haven't personally seen this car in person. Did a ton of research. So it's just going to be a crazy episode. And we're also going to then just talk about the power of rewarding yourself in business and having micro goals, getting your goals. And then from there, we're going to talk about how we're going to pay it forward as well. So follow us, see what happens.
Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth here, and I'm a kick-ass business coach, and I'm on an absolute mission to help you find your purpose in life, to help you love what you do for work every single day, to help you be the rock star that you are meant to be, to make more money than you ever thought was possible, and to have more time freedom so you can actually enjoy the life that you're living. I'm here to help you set your life on fire.
All right, so we're here in the line. We're working on getting the cash together. Looks like the coast is clear. We made sure that no one was following us. Megan Ann has a switchblade under her sandal. I think I might have to, I'm gonna duct tape the cash. I know, I just keep thinking of the movies though where it's like, you know. So you guys don't have, so there's not like, so the movies have been lying this whole time. There's not, you can't borrow the armored truck or anything, right? not handy, because I've, that's why I've got, you know, Megan here is for security. Yeah, well, it's actually Megan.
No, that's cool.
I feel like I'm gonna get out of here. They're coming. So we're good?
You're done.
Are you done? Perfect. I'm trying to protect the goods.
All right, so how did that go?
It was not what I was expecting. I was really hoping to get inside the vault.
Yeah.
Apparently the vault is empty. They had to, this was one of the very few places that had any cash. They even had to give 20s in some cases. So not what I was thinking, but take what we can get. So maybe I've been watching a couple too many movies, but I thought it was necessary to have this silver case right here to transport. So we've got stop number one taken care of. Silver case, check. Now we just gotta make it to stop number two. Do this thing. Let's do it. All right, so we're just looping around. We got stop number two. Got to drive about 3 miles, get to another stop. And I just can't believe that banks don't have cash in them. I think that's why everyone's crazy about the silver and gold and just the paper is like worthless now. Got to go to three banks to get a little cash. But Operation Vipe is in process. As long as we get there safe, we're gonna be good. So, Megan Ann, how you doing back there?
I'm doing good.
Staying hydrated?
I'm eating some yogurt.
Getting your yogurt in?
Yes.
All right. All right, so this is stop number two.
Dos.
For Operation
Vipe.
Operation Vipe. So yeah, just gotta get more cash, get this thing going. So let's do this thing.
Yes.
Hopefully we get in the vault this time.
Yeah, that's why when Erwin called and said 45,000, I was like, no, you have to order that.
You have to order it?
It's not what people think it is. You don't have this vault full of money.
I know. I think I've seen maybe one too many movies.
No,
I just pictured, like, we go downstairs to, like, a bunker with, like, an elevator. And, like, everyone's got, like, Uzis or something, you know?
No.
Just happens right here.
It's not that cool, right?
Yeah. Yep. And I can't get a ride in the armored car or anything.
Right?
Can I get a ride in the armored car?
Oh,
man.
I know.
Goodness. So let me ask you this. So why would someone want to rob a bank then?
If there's right. Because because they've been.
Because the movies? Exactly. No way. So what a joke on the robber. You know what I mean? Right. Like, they yep. think that there's money in the bank, but there's really not.
Yep.
With technology.
It's like a Venus flytrap. Like, it looks so good for to land on, and then got them. It's like a. This is not a retina scan. This is not a retina scan. There's no keys we're turning on three. All right, so Operation
Vipe.
Operation Vipe in the house. We just hit our second bank. Again, no access. No access to the vault. But I'm confident in the third bank, maybe we can get down there. But yeah, so Operation Vipe, we're looking at, we've got a little bag, got our stacks. We're gonna turn this into a Dodge Viper in just a little bit. You ready? We're going to number three. Man. Dang. This looks amazing. So how you doing, man?
How are you?
Great to meet you in person. Sweet. This looks awesome, man. Cool. Well, this looks amazing. Just like you said, it wouldn't be disappointed. It looks incredible. Yeah. So we're definitely gonna head to the bank before two, and then I wanna try to get the AAA, so good for a test drive, and then roll from there. Okay, perfect.
Got here to Ralph over there, and we met the guy with the Viper, and so Nick is on a test drive right now somewhere along these roads in outside LA.
Yeah.
This is exciting. I can't wait to hear what he has to say when he gets back about how the test drive was, and on to more shenanigans. Stay tuned.
Thing is incredible. It's all beefed up, so. So what's it got, man? What's it get, like, what are a couple of the upgrades to it?
I bought an older ACR, all original. Started going to the Viper clubs. This one came up for sale. The guy that owned it did a lot of modifications to it through DC Performance. Mine at the time, my original one at the time, even though I bought it with 16,000 miles, it ended up with 22,000 miles by the time I saw this. This one only had 6,000 plus the mod, so I just had to have it. Purchased this one, so I had two Vipers for a while I tried selling
the. And so what was it about this one versus the other one that you were just like, this one was way better?
So the beautiful part about this one, StopTech brake package, Edelbrock headers, Orla exhaust system, high flow catalytics, upgraded transmission, upgraded gears in the differential. All the U-bolts were upgraded to be able to handle the power. The original one was rated at 460 horsepower. This one's closer to 600 horsepower.
It's it.
So it was kind of a no-brainer because Vipers are expensive to work on, and the upgrades that this one has are roughly about 17 to 20 grand.
Dang, dang. I love it, man. All right, so just wrapped up at Bank of America and just barely got this done in time before they closed. And this beast is not our beast, Team Unz. So what's crazy is just like, I just love cars. I want to have a hobby for a while of just doing like the amateur racing thing. And why not get an actual race car? It's not even amateur, it's like a National League thing. But 600 horsepower thing is like literally a show car, you know, over $15,000 of work done to it. Everything's immaculate. So I'm just super fired up to fire this thing up and roll home. But part of this is about rewarding ourselves for in business. It's like, this was a goal, set the goal, went out and crushed it, got the goal. And as an entrepreneur, just in life, it's like we got to set goals and we've got to give rewards for that, you know? And the cool thing, you know, yeah, it's a sweet car, but we're also going to give a car for Pay It Forward Friday. So that's going to be coming soon. So we're going to make a video of actually getting a car. Like, it may not be like this, maybe like a Kia or Hyundai or something.
But something
we're
going to
give away a car and we're going to enjoy this, have a little Sunday driver, little grocery getter for Megan Ann. But it's going to be a lot of fun. So anything you'd like to add about the Viper process, Operation Vipe?
Success! Yay! I'm just happy that we're able to do it in the nick of time because we've been running around since 8:30 this morning from San Diego up here to Lakewood, California.
So it's not an easy process. There are not many of these things available. There's like a couple in the country. So a lot of diligence went into this, but I can't wait to fire this thing up and see what she can do. Let's get in this thing.
That's my noise.
Is that your noise? Oh, man. Huh? Yeah.
I'm here to help you set your life on fire.